This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cut? Locked? There we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Preparers. Thank you for being in class with us today. For now, I'm on the telephone. The network is not working. Very interesting because I had a chance to listen to one of our broadcasts yesterday, and it looks like they have inserted commercials wherever they want on YouTube, on the Ron Gibson channel, wherever they want us to be interrupted. It's unbelievable how, and they've changed the commercials. Like, you can listen at one time, and before the reviewer puts the commercials into the YouTube video, of which Ron Gibson strips out the commercials, Microsoft or whomever it is puts the commercials back in, and it's really interesting how they interrupt the flow of the broadcast intentionally. So commercial after commercial, and then they give you a little bit of breathing room, and then they hit you with some more commercials. So that's what's happening in our world right now. I'm unable to connect to GCN on the digital side. I can only use the plain old telephone service, which is probably why you might want to consider not dumping your landline, because landlines are up 99.997% of the time, and the digital world is nowhere near that good. I'm delighted to be side-by-side here with Jason. He's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I am continually frosted. I'm frosted with a lot of things that are going on. And let me share this with you, Gwyneth. In the middle of the night, I woke up, and I've been using the term corona panic, and anyone who doesn't see it that way is not paying attention. And it means a lot of things. It means supply chain being broken. It means people getting sick. It means people dying. It means the communicability of this particular disease that is ravaging the world. It means it's a pandemic, even though there are some broadcasters who have emphatically said this is not a pandemic. It is a pandemic. No matter how you look at it, this is a pandemic. And so I woke up in the middle of the night again, and I do it many times. I've been doing it for like a couple months now, I guess. And I hop on the Internet when it works, and I look at things. And what I did was I went to the Internet, Walmart.com, to see how much things cost and if you can get them. So I found a package, 8 packages, 4.5 ounces each. So they're very small packages of bean soup and chicken noodle soup. So there's an 8-ounce package of red peppercorn soup mix. 8 6-ounce packages, $40.41. 8 4-ounce packages of chicken noodle soup, dry, $38.58. If you want to buy canned vegetables.
$38.50 for 8 packets of chicken noodle soup. Did you say that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, now these are small. I mean, these packages will fit in the palm of your hand. So it's not like, you know, it's a 1-pound package each. These are 4.5 ounces.
This is the little individual sachet.
Yeah, that's right.
Of chicken noodle soup.
Yep. And if you want to buy canned vegetables like corn, you know, common common corn, whether it be cream style or whole kernel corn, not available. If you want to buy beans, you know, like cans of beans, like baked beans, very, very hard to find. Most of them are not available. Now, I'm not exaggerating. And what's happening is this is not some manufactured shortage to, in my opinion, to cause us hardship. This is because the warehouses are empty. They're being depleted faster than they're being restocked. And the stores are being depleted faster than they're being stocked because the supply chain is broken. And it's really serious. And people are transfixed. Not everybody, but some people are transfixed on who done it. You know, who caused this? Was it China? Was it intentional? Did it? It doesn't matter right now. In my world, it doesn't matter. Because if you try to get, oh, let's say you want to buy some ramen, you know, those Asian-style noodles. Good luck. Try to find them. You'll find them on the Internet, and when you go to buy them, it'll say out of stock. Or it'll say you can buy 8 cans of corn in a bundle, and you click on it to buy it, it's out of stock. Now, if you want to buy tomato sauce, and this has been true for several weeks now, you know, pasta sauce, you can buy it for $10 a jar. You can get that, you know, boutique-style pasta sauce. You can buy that for $10 a jar. Or you can buy Bucatini spaghetti noodles for $64.99 for a 16-ounce package. I'm talking about 1 pound for $64.99 on Amazon. So right now there's gouging. That is not stopped. The warehouses for Amazon have been infected, at least 10 of them, with the coronavirus. And the delivery people don't want to deliver. The customers don't want to touch it. The mail people don't want to deliver it. Our mail gal has a barrier, a sneezing, coughing barrier between in her little mail truck. It's her own little truck between the packages and her. She's got that set up so that she doesn't breathe as much of the air around the packages that she would normally breathe in her little four-wheel drive Jeep. That's what's going on. And there's some people who are saying this is a fake, this is a fraud, this is a hoax. This is, their words, BS. I can't believe it. I am stunned. And I will not allow that reckless, careless, incorrect information to go out over USA Prepares, because that's not our mission. Our mission is to protect and save, if we can. Have people do the things that they can do for themselves to protect their own lives and to survive. So we teach preparedness, and I will not allow people to say that this is a fake, a fraud, a hoax, etc. I won't do it. No matter what, I won't do it, because this is real, absolutely real. Your thoughts, Gwen?
It's not a fake virus. It's just not, okay? I have friends from all over the world. I have friends from all different nationalities, even in real life. Here in Australia, I tend to attract people from a variety of backgrounds. And I have particular friends who, they are Spanish. They have friends who come from Italy and come from Spain, friends and family members. And their friends and family members who work in Spain and in Italy, they work in hospitals. And I asked my friend, so how is it going in Spain and in Italy at the moment, you know? And my friend said, oh, my gosh, this is the most terrifying thing that my friends and relatives have ever seen. And this person has no reason to, you know, this person will only ever be truthful with me. It's that sort of friendship. Does that make sense, Vincent? You know? When you've got a friend who is that dear to you, they're always going to tell you the truth, and I will always tell her the truth, you know, as well. And I said, well, so what do you think of the coronavirus? And she said, my God, it's terrifying. She said, oh, my friends and family are all just packing themselves. They don't know what to do, you know, and they're medical staff, you know. And she's from from a wealthy family. She's a well-educated young lady. And, but, you know, they're at a loss of what to do. All that they can think to do is to go to their location that they have, you know, which they have done. You know, and I'm really glad that my friend has decided to go to her location. Yeah, because, you know, I really care about her. And I want everybody to go to the location at the moment. Because that's, you know, if you are in any city or any town at the moment, it's suicide to stay there. Okay? These places, every single one of them is just toast. Does that make sense? They're finished. They're gone. They're not going to continue. And if you're there, then you're going to very quickly find yourself in a very, very bad situation indeed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I'm looking at a map of America going into lockdown. And by the way, class, I just was able to fix the digital feed. So right after this first commercial break, in just a couple minutes, I'll be switching to digital and the audio will be much, much better. I'm looking at a map of America right now. And currently, 265 million Americans have now been ordered to stay at home to combat the spread of the coronavirus. 265 million of about 320 million live here in the United States, but 265 million of the 328 or so million are under lockdown. And I'm going to tell you where these states are, in case you're wondering, class. We'll start on the left coast. Hawaii, Alaska, Washington State, Oregon, California, Idaho, Montana, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, North Carolina, parts of Florida, Washington, D.C., Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New York, and New Hampshire. There you have it. Incredible, right?
That's a lot of states.
Yeah, it is. It's most of the United States is in lockdown right now. And it's only a matter of minutes, hours, days before the rest of the country is locked down. The streets are empty. Commerce has halted. There is no way, that landlords will be able to pay the rent. There is no way that shop owners will be able to pay the rent in their stores and in malls. There's no way that movie theaters and restaurants can survive. There's no way that most businesses can survive. It's impossible. And there's no way that manufacturing, if it is other than essential, can survive. No way. Right now, I'll tell you about gasoline in just a couple minutes. Jason, I am good to go to switch to digital right during this break, if you can make that happen. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. We're getting the Australian perspective on the corona panic. And I'm here in the United States. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're now on digital. I'm just checking one more meter here. I think... Yeah, everything looks good on my end. Okay, so USA Prepares, what are we all about? I guess I need to tell you this. USA Prepares is dedicated to helping you save your lives through preparedness, learning new skills, and encouraging you to be proactive for yourselves. USA Prepares is a large broadcast classroom. USA Prepares is not a free-for-all where anything goes. It's not a platform for listeners who want to disrupt the class. Think of it like if you were in school and you had people, the students who wanted to disrupt the class. What would you do? What would you want to do? What if you were the teacher? What would you do? Would you allow it? Well, I can tell you from my perspective, I will not allow it. Okay, so it's not an anything goes platform for people to say whatever they want. Okay, it's not. Now, you can say that I am limiting free speech. Absolutely, I am. Absolutely. Because if I don't, this class, we could focus on a specific topic and get into the weeds. We could go down rabbit holes and lose our way. So it's my job to make sure that doesn't happen. Okay? I'm the host, if you want to call it, of the class. I'm the teacher, the organizing teacher. I'm not the expert, but I'm the guy that keeps us on track. So this is not a forum for people to call in and disrupt. It's a broadcast classroom for people to learn, students to learn. I'm a student as well. If you want to ask questions that are pertinent, that makes perfect sense to me. But please don't try to take us down rabbit holes and get the class confused. Specifically, I'm talking about if we are telling you that this is absolutely real, to call up and say it's a lie, it's a hoax, it's a fraud, I'm not going to allow it. I absolutely am not going to allow it. Because it is real, and people are dying. Every couple of minutes in New York City, people are dying. Literally. From this. So I'm not going to allow people to say, this is a hoax, this is a lie, this is a fraud, this is, to use their words, BS. I will not allow it. If you happen to be listening and you want a platform just to speak and say whatever you want about any topic, there's another platform for that. It's called Talk Radio. USA Prepares is not talk radio. Let me say that very clearly. USA Prepares is not talk radio. USA Prepares is do radio. We do things, and we discuss what we have done so that you can realize that you can do it too. That's what we do. We teach based on experience. We teach based on things that we've learned. An example of do radio is we had a student who decided that she wanted to learn more about ham radio because we discussed ham radio here on USA Prepares. I'm a ham. I studied and passed the test. I've mentioned this over the years that I've done this. Well, she decided she wanted to learn more on her own accord. She studied and passed the exam. Now she's a licensed technical radio operator. Now, she had to learn about frequencies, communications, protocol, antenna theory, and she is now a USA Prepares instructor. Why? Because she went the extra mile, the extra distance, did things that were not required because she wanted to learn more. So I saw this as leading by example, and I invited this lady to join USA Prepares faculty. Her name is Joanne. She lives on the East Coast. So as I mentioned, USA Prepares is not a soapbox for anything goes. If it were, we'd be discussing the joys of pedophilia, the joys of homosexuality, cross-dressing, and other sundry perversions. We don't do that. We're not perverted. And we will not allow those kinds of disruptions. So if you want proof that this is not an anything-goes soapbox for anyone and anybody, I just told you, it's not. We are do radio. So if you want to find a soapbox, there's plenty of them. It's called Talk Radio. Give them a call. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Surgeon General says as many as 250,000 people in the United States could die from the coronavirus, even if people are practicing social distancing measures, though
Dr. Jerome Adams says it is possible to curb those staggering predictions.
Those projections are definitely sobering, but they don't have to be our reality. If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections. But it really depends on all of us.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. The head of the CDC says there could be a second wave of the virus later this year. Dr. Robert Redfield telling an NPR station this morning he expects the virus to peak in April or May, but then there could be a big second wave in the late fall or early winter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Today, God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, gasoline and wholesale price of gasoline in Los Angeles right now is 35 cents a gallon. 35 cents a gallon. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what I said about USA Prepares and not being an open forum for anything goes before we put David on? David's been holding.
Well, it's like this, Vincent. You're the one who put this show together. And because of that, you're entitled to have the show in whatever format you want to have it in. And I think that you've chosen the best format, which is a platform to teach and to educate people about how things are going to go down, okay? And, you know, I found it really surprising that other people don't have that level of respect to say that, you know, that they come on the air and they think that they can say what, you know, they think that they can push their own particular barrow and not work in with what you're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, and, you know,
you put the whole platform together. So, you know, it's like, I guess it's like the situation that a lot of employers are facing these days is that they're finding trouble getting employees who are going to, you know, work with the company culture. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You go to, well, you know, who would go to the Chinese factory outlet now, or who would go to Sam's Club now? But they allowed the blue hair, the green hair, the pink hair. You know, they allowed these moronic displays of non-agreement with the corporate culture to invade them. So now if you go to Walmart, you see all these sick-looking people, and I'm not talking about sick from illness, I'm talking about sick from a mental disease, where they think it's important to look strange. And so here we have companies paying employees to do a job, and they are revolting by saying, you know, I'm not part of you guys. I am not part of the corporate culture. I am going to disrespect the corporate culture. I want more money, but they're disrespecting the company, they're disrespecting themselves and the customers by looking like circus freaks. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Gwyneth?
You know, I was thinking that I would say, hey, David, how you doing?
But she always asks that question. She always says, you know what I mean, Vincent? I can tell when my wife's listening because she'll start cracking up in the other room. I know what she means.
Well, okay, there's some idioms that we use. And Gwyneth uses, do you know what I mean? And I use one. So when I call or when I answer the phone, when Rich Sheban calls me, I'll say, hey. Or when I call him, see, he picked up on that. And when I call him, he'll say, hey. So, you know, we're all doing it. So pretty soon I'm going to be saying, how you doing? So, David, did you hear me yesterday when I decided that I would not tolerate someone saying, and then I have a quote here. The quote is, the virus is not real. It is not real. Did you hear when that happened and I disconnected that call?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting. I was like, told her, I said, no, keep the dogs quiet. I don't want to hear this.
Well, you know, I'm sorry I had to do that. I really am. But this is the same person that calls and talks about the flat earth. And I can't really, the flat earth, I can't allow disinformation and disruption like that. So if you want to talk about the flat earth, there are plenty of broadcasts, actually talk radio that you can call, and they'll probably be entertained by that. But we have so little time to teach, and I'm not willing to let the other side of the message come out to confuse our class as to what is correct.
Well, I have another comment I want to make, but on that sense, I'll state something. Now, if this is fake, how did we get enemies, our enemies, to go along with it? Everybody around the world. I mean, there's people we can't even sit down at a table with and discuss from other countries, but they're all going along with this like it's okay. Hey, that's a great plan.
Very,
really?
Very good point. So it would be the corporations, the largest corporations in the world are shutting down. The largest corporations in the world have been infected. Amazon's got at least 10 warehouses that have been infected, and they have to do what's called a deep clean. Now, class, I've been thinking about the word deep clean. What the heck does deep clean mean? Does that mean sterilization? I don't think so. I think deep clean means they might turn on some ultraviolet lights, but there are nooks and crannies where the ultraviolet doesn't penetrate. There are nooks and crannies where if they use chlorine gas that it doesn't get to, you know, like in the air conditioning system. So deep clean is a feel-good term. You know, maybe a doctor's office might use the term, you know, we're deep clean. Well, I don't know about that. Deep clean would be kind of like putting a tent over the building and then fumigating it with the air handling systems running and all the doors open and fans running inside. That might be closer to a deep clean than what they're doing. But I doubt that's what's happening. David?
Yeah, I don't think that's what's happening either. I don't know what, you know, I don't think they're going to show us really necessarily what's going to happen. But what I was going to say is it's not just about the food supply and everything that, or the virus that I'm, it's a combination of everything at once. Now, I'd like to know this about Gwinnett and her area too. I see police officers now calling in sick. And when it comes to their lives, people are going to see, because remember, it's been proven in court, they do not have to protect us when it comes to their safety. I've already seen videos where medical staff are resigning because they're not bringing it home to their families. So you already know there's police doing it. Then people are commenting to me, well, they'll just send out the guard. Okay. That brings a whole bunch of problems. Now we're going to have to stand in lines to decide what food they're going to let us have to distribute it. And there are whole other logistics come with that issue. But I can actually see now where the police would say, hey, we're not going out on the streets and protecting you. We're going to worry about our family. Or we're all sick, so we're going to quarantine even if they're not. Because they're going to think about themselves and their families first. And I can see that happening. And then they're already letting inmates out. So my thing, are some of these staff and things in Australia, are like that, the essential people, supposedly essential, are they actually, you know, calling in sick, saying they can't go to work? Things are she seeing that happening there?
Gwyneth, are you seeing sick outs by the police? Are you seeing the kind of things that David's talking about in Australia?
Well, it's like this. The municipality decided the other week that it was going to give me a bad time. And normally when they decide that they're going to give me a bad time, they'll send three cop cars full of cops around. And there might be six or eight police show up because on their report, it tends to get rid of me that I'm hostile to the police. That's actually the word they use. The last time they sent the police around to my place, by the way, I'm sitting out here, I'm minding my own business. I'm not annoying anyone, okay? I'm very hospitable to my neighbours. But you know how many cops they were able to send around the other week when they decided they were going to give me a bad time? It wasn't six, it wasn't eight, it was two. Mm-hmm. Two cops in one car. Now, that is completely out of character for the Lobbenshire Council. That's just not what they do. And I didn't actually hit me immediately that they only sent two police when every other time that they've sent cops at the Gwyneth place has been four or six or eight police or whatever, you know. They tend to send a whole convoy. They don't just send two. But last time they only sent two. So, and it only hit me afterwards. Gee, where were the rest of them? Is that what you're talking about, David?
Yeah. They're gonna. And my other concern is, say they come to your home to do a wellness check. All of a sudden, they see you got a house full of supplies. Oh, well, we think you may have gotten this and still gotten gains. We're going to confiscate it. Or we don't think you need it. We're going to pass it out to others. You have too much. I can see those things happen.
They don't come in my door. I think they realize that if they tried to come in my door in a confined space with me, I would probably slip out at them. And then they really would have a battle on their hands.
Here's a word from career police and law enforcement officers. They always told me every time, never let us get into your house. never let us get in your house, no matter what you do. That's by them, all these guys, all the way up the ladder. You know, they don't never let us, because if we will find anything that we want to, we can create.
Yeah, I don't even want them in my gate, but they force their way onto my property.
Okay, as of March 26th, a few days ago, March 26th, New York Post says that more than 500 cops call out sick. 500 cops call out sick. Then it shows that 2,563 of New York police departments, they have 24,000 cops. 2,563, about almost 11%, were out. They did not come to work. Can you imagine that? 2,500 cops didn't come to work as of last Wednesday. So I think the number's probably bigger now. And I think their wives and their husbands of these police, whether male or female cops, I think their spouses are saying, hey, are you crazy? You want to get, you know, me and our children killed? Are you kidding? For what? For what? To help other people? I can see that going on. David, does that make sense?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And when the streets wind up, you're going to see a concentration of whatever's left in the upper class areas. The rest of them are going to fend for themselves. People.
Okay, I'm looking at...
That is exactly what I was emailing you about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Was that this whole thing is going to end up collapsing in on itself.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking right now at the collapse of civilization. And it's like this. At the fall of the Roman Empire, the Rome didn't even have money to pay soldiers to return theirs home. So you've got a lot of English people, British people to this day, with Roman surnames such as Costello. There's actually English family with Roman surnames like Costello that are absolutely English. You know, 100% would call themselves English. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing an equivalent situation here where the police don't want to go to work.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, David's with us, and Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. I just want to make a comment. You know, we used to listen to the radio. It was just the radio. Then it became, was another kind of offshoot of radio with fewer people paying attention to it, and it was called alternative radio. So then what happened was we had the term mainstream radio and alternative radio. And then there was an attempt to turn the term alternative radio into a new term called independent radio. Now, if you want to think about it, USA Prepares would be the closest thing I can think of to independent radio, because USA Prepares has no commercials. And Genesis Communications Network has never fired me. Never. And they've never told me what to say. And so USA Prepares is independent. But on radio networks, and I'm not talking about GCN, I am not talking about Genesis Communications Network, I think it's less true that radio could be called independent radio. Why? Because people have agendas. There's some programming if you want to listen to some pro-President Trump agenda radio. You can listen to it. So how can you call that kind of programming independent radio? Okay. What you have to call that is something different, like opinion radio. And that's what I've been finding. There's plenty of opinions and less fact on broadcast today. And it bothers me. And in the radio world, on radio stations, you'll find infomercials. You'll find the travel hour. You'll find the insurance hour. You'll find the chiropractic hour. You'll find the home repair hour. But it's all paid programming. And it's the host gets money from the sponsors. The sponsor's got a new ceiling fan for a bathroom. And then for a half hour, that guy gets interviewed about how great the ceiling fan is. Obviously, it's a half-hour infomercial stuck inside a one-hour program to sell ceiling fans of a particular brand. That's what radio has become in many ways. But that's not who we are. We are not that. We are actually, and I do have an agenda. I have opinions. But USA Prepares is not sponsored by anybody. And my agenda is to teach people things I think they should know. Now, do I choose what I think they should know? Yeah, I choose a lot of what I think people should know. I actually pick instructors based on skill sets that they have and their ability to communicate. And I find them, and I ask them if they'd like to come on the air. And if they would, we have talking points so that I don't embarrass them. So that I don't ask them a question that they're not prepared to answer. And so they stay on track. That's why we have talking points. But we have nothing for sale. Not even my book is for sale. So I'm just sharing my book on the air, and I'll share that on Friday with you. So I just wanted to mention that. David, you listen to a lot of talk radio. Do you find what I just said to be true or not true?
Oh, yeah. No, I've had many times where I would listen to a show, and I'm thinking I'm listening to actual information that could be useful, and then all of a sudden the commercials are come on, and like you said, even the commercials are geared to the topic at hand, and I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous, you know. So yeah, I see that a lot, and I get irritated with that, and then I don't listen to them anymore because to me they're sellouts.
Have you heard any programming that appears to be paid programming where there's an agenda that is specifically targeted to promote one point of view?
I give you an example. I don't know if this is exactly what you're looking for, but this is an example. I've seen one radio guy. He was really going off on coming down on CBD. It should be outlawed. It should be, I should have to go to a pharmacist to get it. I mean, he just was going off on this stuff. And a short time later, it was the opposite. His sponsors were on there. He's taking it regularly. It's the greatest unique drug out, you know, supplement out there, natural. And I'm like, wait a minute. He just sat there a week ago and was talking about this thing. You know, it just depends on who's paying him.
I absolutely agree, and that was the point I was trying to explain. Gwyneth, does that ring true with you in Australia or the broadcasting that you pay attention to? Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, it's like this. I don't actually have that many talk radio people that I listen to in Australia because most of them... you know, they push their own barrow to such a degree that it's almost unlistenable. Okay. I have maybe two or three that I will really have to climb a day for. The rest, I listen to like 5 to 10 minutes maybe of them. And, you know, I just think to myself, man, there's just things that these people are not considering. They're not telling the people.
Now, hold that thought.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.